Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
I welcome you to the Monday edition of A Call for Revival. Lord willing, I plan to finish this message this week on what is revival, and we're looking at the word live. We're looking at, that God would live in our hearts, and that God would live in our churches. And so if you want a copy of this entire message that we've been playing for the last three weeks, this will be the fourth week, it's R457-2, R457-2. We could send it to you on CD, or we could email it to you. And our email address, comments@gbiradio.org, and our mailing address, GBI, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. Father, will you take the message, use it for your glory today, in Jesus' name, amen. Now let's go back to the message of the Word of God today.
Have regret or rejoicing, and I've decided I'm going out with a smile, and I'm going out, amen, in the Holy Ghost, and I'm going to live for God. You can say what you want to, but oh, that God would live again in our churches. And then the spirit of knowledge, that we knew about God. You know, I'm so amazed today that people that don't even know their Bible. I'm so amazed at people. Brother, you talk about having revival. We've got to have a revival of this book right here. Now, there's a lot of books out there, and people's trying to sell you books. If you not understood, some of y'all understood that people are trying to sell these books. Now, by the way, I'm not against books. I'm not against people writing books. Please don't misunderstand that. But I'll tell you, right here's the main book. And if you're reading all these other books, and you're letting this one go, you're missing it, buddy. I may have told you this on the last message. I'm fixing to tell you again. Is that all right? Fixing means I'm getting ready to do it. Just, you know, trying to help some of you people that don't know Southern English. I'm trying to help you. Fixing means I'm getting ready to do it. I'm going to tell you a little story. Little old girl bought a book at a yard sale. She didn't like that book. She just tucked it and threw it on the shelf. One day she met a little boy, and he invited her to lunch, and she went out, or supper, and he went out and eat with her. And that night she found out by talking to him that he had written a book. She went home that night, and she said, "I believe I've got that book somewhere." And she found that book on her shelf, stayed up all night and read that book. Next morning, her mama said, "Honey, something wrong?" She said, no, mama, everything's fine." She said, "I know you stayed up all night, your light was on." She said, "What was you doing in there?" She said, "I was reading." "What was you reading, honey?" "Oh, I was reading this book." She called the name of it. And mama said, "I thought you didn't like that book." She said, "Mama, I didn't. I didn't understand that book. I didn't like it. But last night, I met the author of that book." Brother, when you and the author of this book get together, you need to understand, you need to know more, amen, than John 3:16. And I'm not making fun of that, but you need to know God. You need to know about your Bible. You need to know more than somebody's devotional book. You need the Word of God in your heart. Oh, that God would live in our churches. Oh, the spirit of knowledge that would live in our churches. Let me give you this one. What about the spirit of the fear of the Lord? Oh, my friend, we're living in a day when our churches don't really fear God. There are things being done at the church house and on the church grounds that I'd be afraid to participate in. I mean, churches have no problem now playing country music on the church grounds. Churches have no problem having dancing inside the church. Hey, we used to preach against that. By the way, I still do, because the Bible still does. Hey, man, I know churches, so-called churches, have beer and alcohol on the grounds. We used to preach against that, and I still do, because the Bible still does. Amen. We have churches today that you can leave your wife and bring your girlfriend to the same service, and your wife will be there and everything will be all right. I still preach against that, because the Bible still does.
You have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.